This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Thursday, October 3rd, on the radio. It's the DJV program with your Uncle Dougie, Auntie Jennifer, Auntie Victoria, Auntie Kara. What does your niece, Kara, call you? Is she old enough to talk now, isn't she?
Yeah, she just calls me Kara.
Or she didn't call you Auntie Kara?
No, I mean, she's only 2.5. She calls me, you know, Kara, you know. It's hard enough to get the actual word out. I'm not going to make her add another word to the front.
I get such a kick out of Miles when he's talking to my son Brendan, his uncle Brendan, and his my God, wife to be next week.
I'm glad she's not listening.
No, I love her. I think she's a great kid. She's very good for him. I'll tell you that. She straightened him right out. But anyway, Miles calls her Uncle Sophie, so it's Uncle Brendan and Uncle Sophie, and he's going to be the ring bearer, by the way.
Very cute wedding.
Oh yeah, it'll be. We'll get some pictures of that. It will be very cute. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the job of Jennifer keeping her eye on everything, keeping everything straight. The latest on the impeachment, Jen. What do we have?
Oh boy. Well, it's
by the way, excuse me for a sec. I'm kind of getting a kick out of this. Not that I think it's funny, but were you to pay a lot of attention to most of the news media, you'd think that Rudy was being impeached instead of Trump.
He's everywhere.
Really is, and everybody wants to get him.
I don't think he's even sleeping at this point, and he's just everywhere. He's on every network. All right, so here's what's happening today. We could probably start there. How about that? Because there's so much going on.
All right, so
today, Kurt Volker, who is the former ambassador to Ukraine, is going to be testifying in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, the Republicans are up in arms about this testimony because Democrats have prevented Republicans from asking any questions. And so this interview is going to be held behind closed doors, and Republicans aren't going to be able to have any representation during the hearing, which
seems... So who is it responding? Is that Adam Schiff's call?
That's Adam Schiff is in charge of the Intel Committee, but he said he's the one that somehow made this call that said that GOP members of the Foreign Affairs Committee will not be permitted to ask questions or have equal representation during the hearing. Many Republicans think that that stinks, obviously, because if you're going to do something serious like impeachment, it should be everybody involved. And a lot of Republicans are saying the reason that there hasn't been an official vote for this impeachment inquiry, as was done when Bill Clinton was being impeached, is because they don't want to give Republicans the power of subpoena. If there is an impeachment inquiry, Republicans would be able to subpoena people just like Democrats who sit at the head of the committee. And so they're saying that that's not fair. They also think it's because they don't want to put vulnerable House members in Trump districts on the record having to either support or not support impeachment. So that's one issue. Another issue came up yesterday. Trump gave a ruckus. There's no other way to put it. A ruckus press conference yesterday. The president of Finland was...
Whoops, what happened? We just lose Jennifer. Sometimes our audio link gets connected or disconnected and reconnected. So while she's doing that, Victoria, while Kara's fixing that, Kurt Volker, a couple of other names in the news, former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, testifying before three congressional committees as part of the impeachment inquiry. Did you? All right, Jen, are you there?
Yeah, I guess I got it. It was Russia. Russia knocked me off.
I was just talking about Kurt Volker, who seems to be part of this thing as it unfolds, yes?
Where did I? Because I was just talking that whole time, so what did you not hear?
You said the
ruckus, the press conference, the press conference. President of Finland, and then that's where we
Yeah, okay. Right. So President Trump had this really ruckus press conference yesterday, and the president of Finland was visiting, and so he did what he always does, which is they do like a press availability before the meeting, and then they actually have the formal press conference after the meeting where they stand side by side at the podiums and take questions. And there were all kinds of things that were revealed, and President Trump, at least where I believe, I think he's really personally irked by this, and I think that he is fighting back because he doesn't think there is anything to it. Now, I know that people on the other side of the aisle from me will say, oh, no, he's fighting hard because he's guilty. It's, in watching him, I know when he has done something wrong and he kind of, like, backs down and hides away. This, he's been, like, way out in front of it. So I really believe he doesn't think he did anything
he
wrong.
He says nothing if he knows he's wrong. And if he isn't, I think you're right.
I believe fully he does not think he did anything wrong. But that's also that there's a pattern there of not knowing protocol, not knowing, you know, ethics. There are a lot of other things.
Why is that a hangable offense? It maybe means he's not.
Well, the law is the law. You can't go before a judge. I didn't know the law. I'm not saying if he's guilty or not. All I'm saying is I firmly believe, like Jen said, that he believes he didn't do anything wrong. I completely agree with that.
I think he would pass a lie detector test.
Yeah. You can watch him, and you can tell. I mean, he's not that hard to read. You know when he's really fighting for something that he thinks is right, and that's what he's doing right now. So this press conference was crazy. He was calling Adam Schiff all sorts of names, saying he should resign. And Adam Schiff may have some heat on him because Adam Schiff, who kind of said he was making up that parody during his opening statement, although he never called it a parody when he was doing it, about the transcript said between Trump and the Ukrainian president, he is being censured now by House Republicans, and so that's a bit of trouble. Now, there's also another scandal brewing for him where there was an early account.
Schiff.
Back on September 17th on MSNBC, Adam Schiff said he had never had contact with the whistleblower. And now there's new reporting from the New York Times. So this is not a Trump-friendly newspaper, obviously. The New York Times says that Adam Schiff actually was in contact with the whistleblower before he was even a whistleblower. So this person came to Schiff. Schiff actually put him in touch with the lawyer who's representing the whistleblower, who we believe probably wrote that complaint. And this could be big. I mean, if this is true, and the New York Times reporting fleshes out, this blows up any chance at impeachment for the Democrats and really truly blows up their chance at beating him in 2020 and holding on to the House of Representatives. This could be a huge story. And the fact that Adam Schiff lied on camera saying, oh, no, we never talked to anybody. Well, now the New York Times is indicating
that all politicians are the same. They are.
They have. Well, the problem is they went as far as starting an impeachment inquiry all on their own without Republicans involved at all. This is not going to look good for Democrats if it blows up. Also percolating today, the fired prosecutor who is at the center of the Ukrainian controversy, that is the one that was supposedly fired because Joe Biden threatened Ukraine by holding back the loans when he was vice president. Because this guy was investigating Burisma, which is the energy company that Hunter Biden worked for. I know this is very convoluted. But that fired prosecutor said during an interview with Rudy Giuliani, who was investigating this during the Mueller report, when Mueller was investigating, has an affidavit and the guy's willing to come and testify, sworn testimony, that he was told to back off of an investigation involving Burisma because it was linked to Joe Biden's son. The Ukrainian prosecutor who was fired.
Who's told by whom to back off?
The government, the Ukrainian government, to back off because of Joe Biden's threat to hold back loan money, loan guarantees when he was vice president. So now this guy's name is Shokin, Viktor Shokin, and he's willing to come and give sworn testimony, according to Rudy Giuliani, who already has a sworn affidavit and video testimony of this guy saying, yep, I was told to back off. So who knows who is going down in all of this, but it's hard to follow. You almost need a graph.
Yeah, it is.
And there is something new every single day. I know, but unfortunately, that's what the news is. You have to kind of follow it down this weird rabbit hole.
So I asked while you were flopping around in the breeze there about Kurt Volker. He's testifying today. What's his play in all of this?
He was the former envoy to Ukraine. So he's
I get that. But he knows.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to reveal that is going to be of use. I know Democrats are probably hopeful they'll get something from him. That's why they don't want Republicans asking questions. But I don't know exactly what they're going to get from him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. In a moment, I want to know about the there's a Halloween candy map that has been produced, and it reveals what state do you live in and what your favorite candy is. What does it say for California, Jennifer? What's the favorite candy in California? California? But she went lined. What went? Well, there it is. Okay, bye, Jennifer. All right, we'll get to that. I want to know. I want you ladies to study this map, please, and let's find out what the favorite candy in New Jersey is, and in Maryland, and Massachusetts, and all over the place. Meanwhile, speaking of candy, if you have glucose issues, and many of us do, I admit to having issues of loving ice cream and cake. The all-American boy here with pie, I love that stuff. But it's not good for the sugar quotient. Fortunately, I don't abuse myself in other ways, so it hasn't become a real problem. I just know I want to guard against it becoming a problem. Unfortunately, for people who have type 2 diabetes already or people identified as pre-diabetic, you've already gone over the edge. And so now, here's a way for you to bring yourself back over onto this side of the bridge. Healthy glucose levels are yours if you are using Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is the product. It is the phenomenal dietary supplement that has been discovered. It hasn't really been discovered. It's been put together around a lot of great testing has been done. They put together different Ayurvedic supplements, 10 of them, that will reduce and stabilize your blood sugar level. It's an all-natural, powerful glucose balancing ingredient, and just the benefits are legion. As you can find, when you go to that website, Curalin.net, you can see the stories of people who have had success, figure out what your success quotient is going to be, and then get on board, get the natural support you need at Curalin.net. Right now, $20 off your first bottle of Curalin using the coupon code DJV. You know what that's for, Doug, Jen, Victoria. DJV, use that coupon, $20 off your first bottle of Curalin, and you'll see the numbers go down, as has been the case with tens of thousands of people, finding out finally there is an easy and natural way to be in control of your sugar. That's Curalin. Find it at Curalin.net. Order it at Curalin.net. Save $20 with the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Boys and girls, time to go downtown. It's Downtown Doug. And Throwback Thursday. And this musical portion of our program every Thursday at this time, go back to five significant songs from this week in a particular year. This week, we got the top five from this week in 1961, starting with Dion DiMucci. Didn't use his last name, just known as Dion. And the story of his girlfriend, Run Around Sue. Ah, oh, Betty. She goes out with other guys. Can you imagine? The moral of the story is this is doo-wop at its finest, boys and girls. Those of you who didn't grow up in a doo-wop era, keep away from Run Around to number five this week in 61. Now, number four belonged to the Presley person. It's a good song. Not, yeah, don't mess around with my little sister. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and yeah. Say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Well, I dated your big sister and I took her.
I did that once. I dated two sisters, not plastic for a while, was at the same time. But, the old what do you mean? What was that for? Right, listen to the groan from Kara. Oh.
Yep, I'll just, just move on.
Okay.
I don't approve.
I know you don't. That's okay. You don't have to. It's all right. Number three, one of Roy Orbison's biggest songs from his early career. This is quite a compelling song. It's Crying Over You. Crying Over You. This guy had a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous voice. Died at the age of 64 of a heart attack and smoked six packs a day or something. I never could understand how these guys smoked as much as they did and still maintained their voices. We couldn't understand, but this guy did. Listen to the message. He just loved to sing. He wasn't educated. He just knew how to sing. just fabulous.
I thought that I
was over you.
But it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before.
Yeah. Well, this is there's too much autobiography in this for me, so let's keep moving. Number two this week, 1961, Ray Charles hits the road. Fabulous. Isn't a word good enough for this stuff? Hit the road, Jack, don't you? Come back no more. Hit the road. He was prominently featured. If you've seen the story of the profile of country singers on PBS, he was an unlikely candidate for being profiled, but he had a lot of songs that were in the country genre.
He had one
this
big country
one.
Album that was huge.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep. Fabulous.
I love his voice in this. This is so. I love his voice anyway, but I just
I love when he does more up-tempo. Yeah, very few things he did that I didn't like. Number one this week in 1961, the first of 3 weeks, Bobby V had Take Good Care of My Baby.
Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do.
Real name was Bobby. Let me think. Virtuosia or something. Very Italian. He was the slickest hair. Man, this guy had slick hair. Yeah, it just was a lot of fun. Bobby V was often confused with Bobby Vinton, whose real name was Polish. Bobby V was very Italian. Bobby Vinton was Polish. And they were both big stars at the same time. I think Bobby Vinton's still alive. I think Bobby V's dead. But anyway, these guys were around for years and years and years and years singing their hits. And Bobby V had like 13 number one songs. He had a fabulous career. So that's number one, 1961, our year here.
You can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president says of a lawmaker leading the impeachment inquiry,
he should be forced to resign from Congress. Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife.
And while he stopped short of saying that chairman of the Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, should resign from Congress, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has put his name to a resolution that would censure Schiff for having read a parody version of the transcript of a phone call the president had with Ukraine's president in July.
He should be removed from the chairmanship.
The U.S. and North Korea are scheduled to resume long-stalled nuclear negotiations this weekend, but the isolated communist state has just announced it successfully test-launched a ballistic missile designed to be fired from a submarine. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's feeling great after a procedure to relieve a blocked artery, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Thursday, October the 3rd. You have joined in the conversation with Jennifer. Well, not with Jennifer, really, but with Victoria Cara. Jennifer is here in spirit. Right? Shall we say that, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
She's an apparition.
Is she really? I wonder if she knows that. Okay, in a moment, what your state likes in the way of candy. Every day during the month of October, we ought to spend some time talking about Halloween, right? But first, Victoria brings it back to Earth.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone at this point has heard about this horrific crash that took place, this airplane crash. It was a World War II era B-17 bomber, and it crashed at the Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. There were 13 people on board, 10 passengers and 3 crew members, and they had just taken off. They were flying in this vintage World War II
plane. Let me give
a
little background to this, okay? May I give a little background? There are a group of planes that have been traveling around New England for the past couple of weeks doing these shows, and basically highlighting planes that have been privately returned to their status people buy these planes, they refurbish them, and then they go around, and in this case, I think there are half a dozen planes from World War II that have been on display, and they're doing flying demonstrations and that sort of thing. And yeah. This was a very unique plane, so it's very sad for the loss of life, and it's kind of sad thinking about what, you know, was what they were trying to accomplish, and then it kind of all goes up in flames, literally, with this... Yes, crash. So, I don't know, did they figure out what the cause of it was, Victoria?
Apparently what happened was they took off, and only a few minutes after takeoff, there was some sort of problem detected on board. They tried to come back to the airport, and that's when it crashed. And so 7 people were killed, 6 people on board survived, and another person on the ground was injured. So but the thing that really, like you said, that a lot of these old airplanes, you see them at air shows and things like that. I think Kara actually just dug up a stat on this B-17 bomber. How many are there that fit to fly, Kara? Was it 10?
Yeah, apparently there's 10 in the country that are fit to fly, and this was one of them.
Now we've got 9. So, but a lot of local officials, representatives from Connecticut, everyone now is saying, look, it's wonderful to have these old planes, to have them on display, but if people are going to be flying on them, there needs to be a really strict regulation of these old planes. You know, obviously they don't have the safety features that modern planes have.
If they can't regulate 737 MAXs, how the hell are they going to regulate these planes? That would be
There are only 9 of them left of this kind, so hopefully they can.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
But it's like historic cars. You know, if you've got historic plates on your car, you don't have to go through emissions tests. You don't have to go through a lot of stuff. And safety, you know, there aren't the same seat belts and things like that. So I understand if people are going to be passengers on these types of planes, if it's not just the pilot.
I bet you they signed a waiver before they got on the plane. I would think they would.
They probably would have to, but it's sad.
It is. And those, by the way, those B-52s were made by Boeing. Those are Boeing planes. And
this
they lasted
B-17.
A long time. B-17s, B, all the Bs, that B meant Boeing. So it was a Boeing 17. Speaking of that, the senior engineers at Boeing have accused, some of them that are no longer working at Boeing, have accused the company of rejecting a safety system for the 737 MAX. They didn't want to do it because it cost too much money. Man, are these guys, there's $9 billion of the lawsuits against them now. Every day, with the information that's coming out, more people are lining up. According to the New York Times today, there are internal ethics complaints that have been filed by at least one engineer. The complaint argues that the rejected safety system could have helped avoid these 737 MAX crashes and the other ancillary things that are going along. The planes still are not flying, and there's no
prognosis. No one wants to fly on them.
They don't want to fly on them, and the pilots don't want to fly them.
And then the other quote that I think it was last week or the week before, someone from Boeing said that the new system is going to be designed for pilots with less experience to make it easier for them. And I'm thinking, I don't want less experience on a plane that already has problems. The two planes, right, the two 737 MAXs that landed safely was because they had 3 pilots. Remember, the one pilot was in the jump seat, and they figured it out. There's 3 of them read manuals on the plane and figured it out. It's just I want Sully. I don't want Doogie Howser. I want Sully in this plane. If I have to be stuck on one, I do not want the guy who doesn't have a lot of experience.
So here's an interesting reality.
A lot of female pilots too.
All right. So here's an interesting reality. It's not always the rule, but I will give you an example. My pal Bob Kay, who is very integrally involved in this radio program, and he and I have been friends for 30 years. I've watched his sons grow up. And Eric is a pilot now for Delta. He started as a pilot for one of the regional airlines and then is bumped up into the second seat in the 737. He's a wonderful kid. I've always loved him. I've watched him grow up. And he's the perfect, he looks the part. You know, he plays, he's going to be a perfect representation for Delta. Anyway, so, but the fact that the 737 is where the young pups start. That's the first plane they're assigned to. And then they go from the right seat to the left seat. And then they move up to the next size plane and the next size plane and the next size plane. So the younger pilots are pretty much, not always, but pretty much always in the 737s. So Delta doesn't have any Maxes, and I'm not sure whether they ever even ordered any. I don't think they do. They more often than not keep the planes until they're really gone through their useful life, which I think is a more practical way of doing this. American doesn't take as good a care of their planes as Delta does, so they get rid of them at 30 years instead of 35 or 40. And in some cases, like Delta has been taking American 757s and reconfiguring them and using them, and those are probably the best planes Boeing ever made, the 757, so they can go on 40, 50 years. Anyway, the interesting thing is here that more, the point I was trying to make is that more of the younger, inexperienced pilots are likely to be in a 737, which doesn't seem to make for a great combo given the realities of what really is happening at Boeing. But nobody knows. Yeah. Still, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. It's 7, where are we now? 8, 10, 14, 30, hike. It's 42 past the hour. My Pillow wants you to know about all of their products. I can't spend 60 seconds and even come close to talking about all of their products, and I don't think I have to. All I have to do is point you in the direction of MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and see what the pillow. If you haven't experienced, there are very few people listening probably now who haven't experienced at least some product from MyPillow. Universal, around the country, it's the pillow people talk about. It's the company people talk about when it comes to this sort of thing. And they've expanded to offer fabulous Giza sheets, and they've got mattress toppers. You can even get a mattress from them now. So if you want to change your sleep habits forever for the better, cheap pillows, not for you, cheap mattresses, not. Why would you short-circuit that time of your life that you need to have quality in your life, quality sleep, good mattresses, good pillows, good sheets, all that, and many more things available. Check out the catalog at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to save up to 66%. It depends. It'll apply. You go to the Radio Listener Special page and to save up to 66%. Just pick what you want and see how much you can save. Enter the promo code DJV for the great specials at MyPillow.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Time for us to travel around to see what the world looks like. In the northern climes especially, it's leaf-peeping time. Are you traveling this fall? If you are, we've got some interesting specials and ideas. Traveling to special places, lifestyle expert Elizabeth Mayhew, who's on the Today Show all the time, is here. Also writes a column in the Post about traveling. I was looking, Elizabeth, at an overview of where the leaf, well, I'm in New England, so I guess I'll focus on the Northeast especially. The leaf peepers are going. It's right at max now in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And coming in next week or 10 days will be probably the optimal, next 2 weeks maybe, in southern New England. So I'm expecting that's part of, if you're asking for, if you go to a travel person and ask for advice, maybe that's a good place to go. Maybe there are other places to go. Where do you, I mean, traveling around this country, there's so many great things to see. Where would you like us to go?
It is so unbelievable when you think of the breadth of America. It is mind-blowing. So the first just little tip I wanted to give you is not so much about a specific place to go, but how to go. And we think of a lot of people are talking, you know, experiences are very important right now, and spending time with family and friends and kind of owning your time and realizing that vacation and getting away is so important. So one way to do that is through vacation ownership, and it's a little bit different concept. Think not your grandmother's timeshare. It's a little bit more 21st century than that, but there is something called Hilton Grand Vacations, and it's just a really cool idea. Basically, you get a lifetime of vacations, and you can pretty much go wherever you choose. They have thousands of properties and affiliate properties that you can go to, but the idea is that you can travel around the world, you get all the amenities and the incredible things that resorts and hotels have to offer, but you also get those things that maybe you need, like a kitchen and laundry and a bigger space, so it's really great for families. It's sort of the idea of having a second home, but without all the hassle.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You can find out more about that at ownyourvacation.com. It's something I just found out about, and I think it's really interesting and cool. So I suggest looking at that. And then, yes, you can experience the beautiful foliage, but what is so amazing about this country is the diversity. So one of the top places to travel in this country is actually Monterey County. It is I don't know if you've ever been there, but
I have, and I agree with you. It's breathtaking. Driving down the if you go to the Pacific Coast Highway and then inland, it just is fabulous. It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's just like it's crazy. You look at the coastline and you think, wow, this is so unparalleled. And then you've got the dichotomy of having these incredible lush fields. So, of course, it's best known. People know Pebble Beach, and they've heard of Carmel by the Sea and Canary Row and, of course, the city of Monterey. But people should know that it's home to some really epic gems. And particularly if you're outdoorsy and you like nature, the rock climbing at Pinnacles National Park, which overlooks the Salinas Valley, is incredible. My husband loves mountain biking, so you can go mountain biking at Fort Ord National Park. Of course, the hiking is unbelievable. Also, the marine wildlife, if you love looking at wildlife and you want to see seals and everything, it's home to California's largest wetlands in the Elkhorn Slough. You can go kayaking and take boat tours. If you're more the shopping and walking type, you can go to a place like Moss Landing that's full of art galleries and antique shops. I don't know if you know this, but it's also where John Steinbeck's childhood home is. Mm-hmm. And there's a great, there's the National Steinbeck Museum, and you can have lunch there and tour his library and visit his home. And then, of course, typical of California, the produce is incredible. Like, it's the salad bowl capital of the world, is called, and also the wine. The River Road Wine Trail is unbelievable. You can tour the vineyards, taste the Chardonnays and the Pinot Noirs and the whole thing. So for more about that, you can go to seemonterey.com. But I really suggest it. If you can't get in to see the booked foliage of the East, I say head out west.
Well, I think one of the things that I have in mind, and I don't want to be morbid, but there are 9 or 10 places around this country that you should see before you die. And absolutely on the top of the list is Monterey, that area there. If you have never been there, give yourself the opportunity at least once to go there. I remember driving the first time I drove up the coast that way. It was, it's just breathtaking, and it's nice. It's clean. It's fabulous. All right. Good job, Elizabeth. Thank you. Elizabeth Mayhew here with us on the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, Chuck Curry brings us news from the entertainment, mostly movie world. Movie Moments is what this portion of the DJB program is called. And once in a while we tease him because there are a lot of the same themes that creep into his conversations with us. And therefore we hear some of the same themes from various movies. This is a theme I never get tired of, Chucker, because it brings me great pleasure to think about all the silly things that went on in this movie. It was one of Eddie Murphy's best outings. And the other two, a lot of people take shots at the other two. I think the second one was okay. Third one, eh. But there is nothing about the first one that's anything other than flawless, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree with that assessment perfectly.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Yeah, it's really something to behold. If you've never, ladies, have you seen Beverly Hills Cop, the first one? If you haven't, see.
I've seen all of them. Well, both of them, right? There are two?
No, there's three.
There
are three.
Yeah, I guess I've seen all of them, yeah. I used to like it.
Let me expand. The reason we play that music is because Eddie Murphy said in an interview his next project will be Beverly Hills Cop. Part 4. Now, we've heard that before, but I tend to believe him this time because it appears he's making a more mainstream comeback.
He wants to be out there again. And I'll bet
you people don't realize, in 1984, Beverly Hills Cop was actually the number one grossing film of that year, in an amazing year. It even did more business at the box office than Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So it was a huge hit. The sequel was okay. Third one, I thought, was just misguided. The tone was completely off.
John Saxon, the bad guy, never. John Saxon wasn't a good bad guy.
It's just a bad script they used.
Yeah.
Having said that, it'll be interesting to see if this movie happens, how the public embraces a fourth entry in this franchise. Great character, Axel Foley, but he's a tremendous talent. And
you know what? Let me say this to you, Charter. One of the things, although I'm not a fan of the Rambo character, I'm a big fan of Sylvester Stallone's. And so I thought, I've never seen a Rambo movie, and I haven't desired to because I don't like that kind of violence. But I was hoping for this Rambo movie to be not like the others. Instead, it turned out to be worse than the others in terms of the just gratuitous violence.
I agree with that.
You know, and so you have your... So I'm saying right now, I'm looking forward to, and I hope... that the this adventure to Beverly Hills Cop again will be a lot of fun. Much of what is the success of a movie is based on the trailer, I think. I thought the trailer was awful for Rambo. And sometimes you see that, you know, trailers sometimes tell the whole movie, so why bother to go see it? Other times the trailer just wraps you. Most of the Star Wars trailers, for example, are those big movies, the blockbusters, Indiana Jones. You see those trailers, and they get you so excited, I can hardly wait to see the movie. Right? Isn't that how it goes sometimes?
That is how it goes. I mean, you're not going to agree with me, but I think the trailer to Warner Brothers' Joker is a movie that makes me want to see it. And actually, that movie opens tonight on 4,000 screens. I know it's a little bit controversial, but I got to be honest, I'm probably more excited to see this film than any film released this year.
Yeah, but you and I have different tastes in movies, that's all. Yeah. That's not a big deal. The director, Todd Phillips, said he left comedy because of the woke culture. So I guess...
Well, because he did the Hangover movies, and I don't really know that you could make them again right now in 2019.
Yeah, that could be. All right, so what do you most think you're going to take away from this, Chucker?
Hopefully it's a good character-driven movie, which I read that it is. But I am very curious to watch it because I have a feeling it's going to be a polarizing film for mainstream audiences. I just don't see this movie playing well to 100% of the people that see it. I think some people are going to walk into the theater expecting just a big comic book movie, and that's not what this film is. Here's a bit of movie news. Tell me what you think. Filming has wrapped on Steven Spielberg-directed West Side Story. Film will be out in summer, I believe, in 2020. I'm looking forward to that film.
Me too.
He said he wanted to do it for a very long time. I guess he's a big fan of the original. I think the original is easily one of the best musicals ever made.
Yep.
Has stood
Agreed.
The test of time.
Yep.
Spielberg has set this movie in the 1960s, so he's not tried to update Jets vs. Sharks to a current time period. I think that's a good creative choice, but I'm looking forward to this film a lot also.
Yeah, I think, well, anything Spielberg does, for the most part, I'm not into it 100%, but most of the time I'd be attracted to something he was involved in. It just is, you know, he's got it, and there aren't many of these guys around now. You can say that for Scorsese because he survived, but most of his stuff is pretty predictable, frankly. The Scorsese things, not that, you know, that's bad in and of itself. But with Spielberg, it's not predictable. I think that's what makes it good. Chuck!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.